This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on CSN, as always, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. Chris Russell, Redskins insider for 106.7 The Fan, is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. You know, mentioned Kevin doing his Bear Grylls bit. Oftentimes these movie companies, TV companies will bring in all the critics for some sort of activity where they watch the film, the TV show, and then they do some wacky bits. And this wacky bit had to do with Bear Grylls. And there was a story that came out of Arizona where a man was stranded in the desert. And he did survive, didn't ultimately die. And what he said is, I guess he had kind of the Valdez pack. Doesn't Valdez prepare his car for like doom and
I think
gloom?
He always has water and like at least a pack of crackers.
I have water and a pack of crackers in case I get stranded.
Well, this guy had crackers. He had a sandwich, which they describe as spoiled. And he had beer.
Well, one of the necessities.
But then the beer led to him going to the bathroom, which he ultimately drank his own.
Well, I think he also said he found a stream where the water looked really clear, and he filled up some bottles with the stream and survived on that.
Yeah.
But he had a self. Apparently,
he said he never had felt as thirsty as he had felt before.
Of course.
He tried to swallow, couldn't. His throat was stuck together, so he had to do what he had to do. And then he drank.
How did he become lost in the desert? What were the circumstances for this guy?
He said he wanted to go on an adventure and visit a new town up north, but he ended up getting lost. And he had his phone with him and everything. I guess he said he goes on some windy road and he couldn't turn around. He couldn't maneuver. It got really narrow and he couldn't maneuver the car around. And by the time he could, I guess it was too late. And he said his cell phone had no signal. Right? I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Right,
he even
trapped, ditched
the car and just started trying to walk to like a hill, like anywhere. He couldn't get a signal anywhere he went. And then he just went back to the car, and luckily it still ran, and he used that for air conditioning. And luckily, I guess on the third day, somehow he found a person.
Jakes, you'll never read a story about the papa getting lost in the desert
never.
In Arizona.
Never, ever.
For going on an adventure.
Own.
I mean, if I ever go to Arizona outside of like a layover, I think I've been in the Phoenix airport before. If I go to Arizona, it'll be one of two places. Phoenix, Scottsdale. I don't think I need to visit any of the spots in Arizona.
You're not going to go off the beaten path.
Tempe, maybe? Is that considered
Phoenix? You're not going to go off the beaten path. You're staying on a big road.
If I'm in Arizona, I'm at the waste management.
Right, you're on the whatever hole that is where guys are throwing
16th,
beers.
Yeah,
right.
That's where I am. Pretty sure I can't get lost there. I just never understand these stories about the people, like the family. I don't know, there's a big 60 Minutes story about the family that just drove into a blizzard.
Right, and then they're
trapped. Were stranded for a week.
Or the
I just don't understand this.
The story that James Franco, I believe, is 127 hours.
Where
the guy
true
goes
story.
Out, guy goes out hiking, falls into a like canyon. And gets wedged in between, his arm wedged in between like a boulder.
Yeah, saw the movie.
And the rock face, and he had to saw his arm off with a pocket knife. Mm. Honestly, will never happen to anyone in this room.
Well, the only time I've ever gone
guy
camping.
Guy goes hiking. Will never happen. I'm not a hiker.
The only time I've ever gone camping.
I'm actually going to hike in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But you're going to go with a group. You're going to go with a bunch of people.
Are you going to have a guy?
Right? You're
the
go
bunch
by
of
yourself?
People will be Skip and my wife and my kids.
But if something happens,
you're in jeopardy.
There are other people there to assist you.
Correct.
The only time I've gone camping was with EB. For Bubba's bachelor party.
I've been
a bachelor party
times.
In the woods.
Camping's overrated. You're not missing a lot.
It's the worst sleep ever.
My family in Italy, we went over there to visit my cousins and my aunt at the time was still alive, and my mom, she's such not a camper, like part of their deal was they were going to go camping one night before we went to a beach. I think ultimately we ended up in Venice. But the one camping night, my mom told my dad, it's a vacation. I stay in a hotel, and I chose to stay in the hotel with my mom.
Of course, because you like camped. Because you like to be pampered. You don't like to sleep in a sleeping bag.
I don't need to be pampered, but I like creature comforts like a bed.
And air conditioning. And running water.
Yes.
And bathrooms.
Yes.
Showers.
Yes. All of the above.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
But I remember EB being one of those guys that was freaked out about a potential bear if, like, people had toothpaste or cologne. I don't think anybody had cologne.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know any
deodorant,
about bears. All I know is you're supposed to leave all that crap, like, in your car.
Yeah, you can't leave.
JP was like bragging about, I got my toothpaste. It's no big deal. You know, or whatever.
He'll wake up and be a 300-pound brown bear.
I'm not going to bring
like,
Crest.
Make sure, like, don't have a Snickers over there, stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think you're supposed to, aren't you supposed to like hang like your pots and pans? Like there's a whole thing to it. If you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you can't have anything with a scent coming from your campsite or else the bears will show up.
Oh, I'll smell that from like 5 miles away.
See, has a bear ever attacked you in a hotel room, JP? Last time I checked, it's never happened.
Not even Jay Cutler.
Not even
former
him.
Former bear.
Nope.
Now a dolphin.
Camping.
Should we?
What if it was proposed? I'm just thinking, you know, we have our Junkies Poker open. We'll probably make an announcement for that in a couple weeks.
Yep.
We have our summer dress party coming up in a couple weeks. What if somebody proposed to Junkies camping alley?
it would get shot down immediately.
It'll be three of us.
We would hear the proposal. Unless.
What if it was a triple appearance fee?
That's what I was going to say. Appearance
then
fee.
Then I'm in.
For one night?
I'm in.
But we would have to do the fad now? Glamping? Like upscale camping.
I could glam.
Yeah, we'd have to. We would have to glamp. We can't just camp. We'd have to have like a silly RV.
That's a women. That's
no,
a
it's not.
Thing.
No, it's not.
I could just do it for like a spoiled family.
Glamping.
Yeah.
It's fancy camping.
So,
it's not just for ladies.
So like
it's for $200,000 like RV.
Yeah, like Brett really? Michaels, pull up your RV, and I would glamp in that.
Right,
yeah,
so also, can't
I got a
you
TV
also have like
and a
butler
bar
though?
And an AC.
Yeah,
of course.
Butler.
Still gotta pay
you could
me.
Almost have like a chef or
you
something.
Have a Jimmy?
Yeah, you could have a Jimmy.
Yeah, have a Jimmy. Cook all your meals.
Yeah, you have a Jimmy Butler.
Screw the s'mores and hot dogs.
Me, though.
Huh?
Still gotta pay me.
Yeah, you gotta be paid.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still camping.
Nothing's better than my house. You know,
you're still like out in the wild.
Dude, we were just at a hotel yesterday. Where were we? In Philly? You know, for something we had to do this weekend. And it was allegedly a 5-star hotel.
Right.
It was the worst bed ever. Everybody in my family, you know, in their own respective bed, slept horribly. Soft bed, stinking in the middle. We actually wondered if the mattresses were broken. They were so bad. My son woke up, his back was sore.
I just have to say I'm broke.
I can't imagine camping.
And it was a 5-star. What was it?
How much was the bill for said 5-star hotel?
Nah, it was like 3-something.
For one night?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's pricey.
I mean, believe me, it was in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
It was like near the airport.
Yeah.
Was that a hotels.com deal?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know how my wife booked it. She just booked it.
Hotels.com, good deals. Good deals.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you get a good deal at the Broadmoor? Because I've seen pictures and it looks awfully swanky and fancy.
The Broadmoor wasn't on hotels.com.
I'd say probably not.
I had to do this. What would you have done? So I'm going to Chicago in a couple weeks just for like next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, a little golf trip. And I'm going with Squirrel. And we're staying at this nice hotel. It's whatever. But it's near the golf course. And it's actually cheap. It's only $170 a night. But I've stayed there before. It's like a not modern. It's
you
actually
guys are
one
chopping
of the hotels.
It, two queen beds.
It's one of the hotels where Tiger used to bring his sillies.
Oh.
Right? And used to tag his sillies. And Tom's actually stayed in one of the Tiger suite before. But Squirrel and I are going out there, and I had to make the decision. Do I share a room with Squirrel? So I'm going to be there for 3 nights. It's $170 a night times 3. What is that? About 500?
More than that.
Okay, a little more. A smidge more than 500. Or, you know, I cut that in half and stay with Squirrel. I'm getting my own room.
Oh, you are?
Really? Good, because you want to whistle. That's why you want
to
whistle.
I want to poop by myself.
Yep.
I want to whistle.
And you don't want Squirrel bitter at you because he's very, like, clean and tidy.
Well, no, I just don't want to be in the room with him. I actually, it really bothers me. I don't want to hear him pooping.
Right.
Like, you know, like every day I have to hear him move his mouth. I'm not into that.
Mm-hmm.
I want my own toilet, and then I want to be able, if I feel like whistling, I want to do that.
Right.
Of course.
So I'm spending whatever it is, extra $300.
And
to do that? Would you? What would you have done?
Probably would have chopped it.
What would you, well, yeah, you know Squeaker over
there. What would you have done, Jason?
Oh, you know me. I'm getting my own room.
Yeah, but if it was you and Skippy, I bet you two donks would have been spooning together.
Well, that's because Skip refuses to pay for his own stuff.
Yeah, but right. You don't even want your own room for the whistling factor.
Yeah, you're not even.
Guess how many times he whistled?
No, I just like it.
He had a house to himself for a week.
How many whistles?
You already know the answer.
Well, I'm going to go one.
No.
Zero?
Zippy.
I'm saying I don't believe it. Now, there was a lot of death last week, so there's
a lot. Yeah, it was a hard week. I wasn't thinking about that.
We brought it up before that.
That's true.
Still, things still weren't good.
I might be calling shenanigans on that.
Why? Why would I lie about that?
Well, I don't know. You seem to take pleasure in your low T.
Well, I do have low T, but I don't lie about not whistling.
I mean, some alone time could potentially lift you out of the doldrums.
Right. Relieve a little stress. There's a lot of stress. But I can see, when there's death going on, no one's thinking about their dong. I get it.
True.
Yeah, but before.
I was not thinking about the dong.
He went days before.
Right. Valdez, are you calling shenanigans on Jason's claim of zero whistles last week? Well, his family was away.
I believe him.
Death.
By the way, that's not the first time. So, earlier this summer, I can't remember. But your wife and kids went away for kind of a mini vacation.
Yeah, they went
have even been a week.
They went to the biatch.
Yeah. They went to the beach for a week. They were solo. Yeah. Was that also bunless for you?
You mean whistleless?
Yeah. Of course it's bunless.
I know, but we're playing hot cross buns.
I don't remember, but I'm guessing I whistled at least once.
I mean, he's a busy man. He has to crunch all of the golf pool numbers by hand every week.
Yep.
I don't understand how he does it.
I believe him.
Maybe he quit for life. And then
he's. I don't know when he got this mosquito bite on his leg.
Oh, that's a big one.
But it looks like you couldn't even whistle with that thing. It's near.
I'm telling you,
looks very uncomfortable.
Skeeters and spiders. Just have carnivals on my skin.
Yeah, he has a golf ball sized mosquito bite right near his junk.
Well,
it's
inner thigh.
How long has it been there?
A couple days.
Why have you seen it, Valdez?
I showed it to him.
I saw it this morning.
Yeah, he was showing it to us.
I don't want to see it.
Okay, so he lifts it up now because he doesn't
want
to.
Can you see
underwear.
It? Look at it.
Why don't you drop it?
An examination. Does he need to get seen by a doctor? What is it?
I don't actually even see the mosquito bite. I just see red.
Because he's been scratching it.
Because it itches, Richard.
Well, Rick, that's why it's all inflamed.
I get it, but it's not going to prevent me from scratching it.
If you get a mosquito bite, you don't itch it.
That's the thing they tell you not to do.
You don't itch it, you scratch it.
Whatever.
It tells me when people say, why are you itching it? It's stupid.
I scratch this. I got it all scabbed up.
It itches.
Very persnickety.
Yeah.
Mine's all scabbed up. You're better off.
Well, I mean, dude.
She'll probably get scabbed up.
I put some stuff on it this morning. It's not helping.
You put some calamine lotion on it.
It's like some spray. You know what? It got me good.
Yeah. Rubs the lotion.
Probably the same one that put me on the sack.
You need to wear some underwear.
You finally got some action.
Yeah, finally. That's the closest thing you got in any action down there. Skeeter bites.
Oh, all right, join us right now. We'll switch gears. Look at the latest on the Redskins from our insider, Chris Russell, right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.